This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the Valley. And to bring us some context is FM89's health reporter, Carrie Klein, with our weekly pandemic update. So last week, we discussed the outbreak inside Avenal State Prison. And today, she's here to talk about data quandaries. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Kathleen.
So before we look closely at the data, let's look at the big picture. This week, we saw California set records for the highest daily recorded cases. What happened in the Valley?
So records and record-breaking data are a little bit tough to determine locally, and we'll go into that later. But I will say generally the same thing I did last week, which is that new cases continue to climb throughout the Valley. So do hospitalizations due to COVID, and that's at least in the counties with bigger density of medical centers. And as for a point of comparison, as of Wednesday, we had seen 41 deaths in the past week in our 7-county coverage area. And in the week before that, there had been 34. So there's a rise there as well.
And of course, there's a lot happening and a lot to learn when we drill down to the county level. Give us some highlights from around the Valley.
So in Fresno County, ABC 30 uncovered an outbreak in Fresno County's North Annex Jail, and we've learned some more information about that since then. After initially reporting 13 positive cases, the county sheriff's office tested all the people, over 1,000 incarcerated there, and found that over 100, or nearly 10% of them, had the disease. That situation is ongoing. County health officials also announced earlier this week a third free testing center that they'd be opening up, likely in West Fresno, although the exact location has not been revealed yet. Also, DiCora Transitional Health in Fresno now has the dubious honor of being the deadliest nursing home in the state with 33 fatalities. In Kings and Tulare counties, those two still have the highest density of cases in the San Joaquin Valley. Local health organizations there have teamed up with hospitals and clinics to form a COVID-19 coalition. And in Avenal State Prison, they reported their first two deaths this week among the incarcerated population. That's out of nearly 1,000 cases in total. And the case count at the state prison in Corcoran is creeping up as well. In Kern County, we have our first known case at Mesa Verde ICE Detention Center. That's in a member of the medical staff. And Kingston Healthcare Center in Bakersfield has reported 21 deaths among its nursing home population. It's now got one of the highest death counts of any skilled nursing facilities in the state. And then in Madera, Mariposa, and Merced counties, the caseloads there continue to rise as well.
Well, let's talk more about the data. There are so many numbers here: case counts, case rates, hospitalizations, ICU visits, et cetera. Yet, mystifyingly, there are still gaps and discrepancies in what we know about the disease. Tell me what you found.
Right. So often in public health, the problem with understanding a disease or outbreak is a lack of data. And here with COVID-19, it's almost as if the problem is too much data, but that the data is not calculated entirely consistently between sources. So for instance, we have data dashboards and data sets from every county health department, from the state public health department, from the CDC, and from Johns Hopkins. And these data sets don't necessarily all line up. That's shown in even one of the most basic data points, the new daily case counts. They're different if you're looking at counties or the aggregated state level data. And when I put this question to the Fresno County Health Officer about what to do about this, he just said, when in doubt of data discrepancies, rely on the county data. It's more direct. Another instance of these discrepancies is the so-called positivity rate. That's the ratio of positive tests out of all test results. The state puts a lot of weight on this positivity rate. It's one of the criteria they use when determining if a county can move to the next phase of reopening. But in media calls this week, both Fresno and Kern County health officials said they can't replicate the numbers, the positivity rates that state health officials have calculated. And that's partly because some testing sites only report their positive tests and not their total testing number. And then as for data gaps, there's very little that's known about the ethnic breakdown of cases or fatalities. We know that kind of at a national level, there are some big studies that way, but locally, it's not as clear, and not every county reports that. Fresno County does, but most others in the Valley here do not. There's also very little data about county jails, which we've learned this week as this situation has developed in Fresno County.
So county health departments have data dashboards, so does the state for that matter. These are available to the public for anyone to click through. Do you have any pointers for those people who want to navigate this data themselves?
Right. There are a lot of different things to look at. It can be really confusing if you're just kind of looking everything all together. So the first is that if you're looking for, if you're looking to determine the outbreak size, I should point out that biggest doesn't necessarily mean deadliest. Those are two different counts and they can make a big difference, for specific communities or facilities. Also, as for size, rather than looking at the raw numbers, the total case counts, I prefer to look at the case rate or incidence. That's usually a calculation of the number of cases for every 10,000 or 100,000 people. Because obviously, Los Angeles will have more cases than Madera because it's so much more populous. But by comparing these case rates, you can actually, compare these two cities by looking at the actual density of cases there rather than the raw numbers. Also, if you're looking for some more specific populations, like in nursing homes or correctional facilities, some counties actually have a separate count for those facilities. Kings and Tulare do a good job of that. You can get that at the state level as well. And then, of course, as we've said, demographic data can be hard to get if you're looking for ethnic or racial breakdowns or specific communities. Some counties will have actual maps of where their cases are if you want to know specifically where they're happening in your county, but not every county does.
Well, thank you for all those tips, Carrie. Before we wrap up, I do want to encourage listeners to share their COVID-related stories with us. Easy way to do that is to visit the KVPR app and click on audience feedback. They can record a short message there. So thank you, Carrie. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.